Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is August 14th, 2014. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight, our theme is the power of law. I and my companies are subject to many different federal and state tax laws. In combination, it can get very complicated. Sometimes I find myself spending more money calculating and filing taxes than I owe in taxes, and that time and expense can be frustrating. It was happening this week, and someone pointed out how hard it is to take the law seriously when parts of the government, as well as many large and small institutions and people, are behaving in ways that are in clear violation of the law, some completely lawless. Lawlessness is, in fact, the most destructive tax of all. The advantage of being lawful in a lawless world is you attract networks of people who will also do their best to be competent and act with integrity, and the combination means you can get things done based on high trust at high speed. That's the pathway through in the future, so lawfulness can be a powerful attractor, and I recommend it to you. I posted a commentary on the same topic called The Power of Law, and I pointed out, it's very much related to the divide and conquer thing we've been talking about, is we're watching an effort to divide people up according to all sorts of groupings, whether it's nationality, whether it's race or ethnic background, sex. And in fact, the real divide right now is between those who believe in being lawful and they believe in law, and those who don't and aren't willing to practice it. And so the question is, we don't want to get trapped in all those boxes. We want to find the other lawful people and get into cahoots with them. So don't get tricked by that divide and conquer.